is your starting point, the place where you'll find ideas, impulses, and inspiration to take your first step on your journey, whatever that may be. If you've never invested, but would like to, and you don't know how or where to start because there are so many options out there, this is a podcast for you. I'm your host, Lavi. I'm here to share my experiences and true stories with you, and I hope that you learn from my mistakes and my successes and will take your first step today. Let's do this. Do you know why so many people never invest? There are, of course, a lot of reasons, but I believe the most common ones are they don't know how and they don't know where to start. Or they have a lot of fears or limiting beliefs, or they have been exposed to too many negative ideas around investing. Or maybe they have a friend, a neighbor, an uncle, or a work colleague who once invested some money into whatever index fund, crypto, commodity, or something else, and they lost all their money. They may have listened to an expert and invested one time and lost their money. And if those experts knew what they were doing and still lost their money, how are the rest of people who are not brokers, professional traders, or fund managers supposed to succeed? The truth is, investing is as simple or as complicated as we make it to be. Also, you don't need a lot of money to start with. You don't need to know a lot of things either. That is complicating things. Now, the professionals have to make it complicated in order to sell it to us. They have to put their heads together to create new investing offers or what they call it investment opportunities, because that's what they live of, selling them to us and making commissions on that. But the truth is, nobody knows, nobody in the world knows how the market, the Bitcoin, whatever stock or commodity will move next hour, next day, next month, or even next year. That leaves us with a question. If we risk losing our investments, our hard-earned money that we decided to invest, why should we then invest them? Well, because we want to earn more and we want the money we have to make us more money. As simple as that. It's not enough to just save our money in the bank and earn a few percentage interest per year. We have inflation, the increase in the prices of goods and services, and we also have the currency debasement, among other things, basically the reduction of the value of the money due to the fact that governments all over the world are printing more and more money every year. So, due to these things, we will actually be able to buy and do less and less things with our money in time if we only keep them in our saving accounts. We lose their power, so we need to invest them and make more of them. Once you know what to do and once you learn how simple it is, what the risk and the probability is, you can actually have a very profitable income on your own, and it may start with a few extra dollars a month, and you invest those too. And before you know it, it may be your main income, or it may become your only source of income. In that case, of course, you will be able to dictate your lifestyle. You will have your freedom to do whatever you want with your time, which is, of course, the most valuable asset for all of us. And you will realize that invest is both very simple and rewarding. So, if it is simple, why don't people invest? The answer is simple again. Investing is simple, but it's not easy. And this is exactly why not everybody is doing it. The simple part is what to do and how to do it. There are many things you can do, you just need to decide what to go for. Keep it simple. And we will talk about options later, about what to do and how. Now though, let me dive in first in the not easy part. Consider this the starting point for today. It all starts with you. We live in a world where we want everything to be easy, fun, and super fast. If it's not easy, we may think we're not good at it. We lose faith in our abilities, we start to self-doubt ourselves, and we easily give up. The successful investor, though, addresses this a bit differently. They think, "This is tough, but I can do it." We want things to be fun or we get bored. We want them super fast too, otherwise we lose the drive. Few of us appreciate perseverance and determination nowadays. Few of us stay flexible and have a tolerance for disappointment, qualities that you do need as an investor. So it's not easy. And if you're looking for things to be easy, fun, or fast, investing is not for you. Now, let me tell you a little true story and try to envision this and try to guess what you would have done if you had been there. Many years ago, as I started on my own trading and investing path, I attended an in-person seminar. I went to this seminar by myself, not knowing anyone else there, and there were about 1,000 people in that room. On stage came a fairly short guy with a big smile on his face and with a funny, bouncy walk that would have made anyone smile and in the good mood just seeing him. He was a very down-to-earth, super friendly guy. I actually had the privilege of talking with many times later. Also later, I found out that he was actually the owner of one of the biggest event organizers in the world, his net worth being 9 digits, maybe the first multi-millionaire I encountered. He came on stage and he asked, "Who here wants to make more money?" A few people raised their hands, but most people, myself included, looked around a bit puzzled and a bit suspicious, to say the least. "What's he on about? What's the catch here?" He continued, "Okay, let me say it a bit differently. Who here wants to make more money? And I'll tell you what, here is a 500 bill. Who here wants 500? And you give me back a 10." This was the time when people were still walking around with cash in their pockets, so I'm pretty sure most people in the room had that kind of cash on them. So after the second question, when people realized it wasn't just a tricky question, a lot of people started raising their hands. The speaker continued, and more people started raising their hands. He continued asking the same question until people got on their feet. They started shouting. They even got on their seat. But he continued, and it started to become a bit annoying at that point. Finally, some people came in front of the stage, waving their money towards him. He seemed amused and he continued, and that smile on his face seemed to get bigger and bigger. He knew what was coming. I remember thinking, "Well, this guy is having fun, but we are not." Now, at this point, the entire room was shouting, "Me!" and was up on their feet. Finally, two, three people went on stage and stood right in front of him with their money in their hand. The guy now lowered his voice but continued, this time calmly, "Who here wants to make more money?" And then it happened. One person reached to the speaker's hand, took the 500 bill and gave him his 10. The next second, the entire room froze, total silence, as if we were waiting for something to explode. The speaker thanked the guy, asked everybody to sit down, calm down, and then he said, How come all of you wanted to make more money, but only one of you actually did?" You see, it's not enough just to want or wish to make more money. You actually have to do something about it. I remember I went home that evening and I couldn't think of anything else but the fact that I could so easily have earned some money that evening, especially since I was sitting on the first row in that room. If only I knew how to act. If only I had the knowledge, I would have acted for sure. So it all starts with you. You need to learn what to do. Having the knowledge, though, is only part of it. You also need to do it. Otherwise, you will be one of those 999 people who yells they want more money, but you won't get any. All the knowledge I needed was super simple. Go on stage and take the money. And then I had to go and do it. It didn't have to be more complicated than that. And so is investing too. You can make it simple and you can make it profitable. You can be an investor and a successful one. As my coach and mentor, Steve Eck, is saying, sharing knowledge with you is like a membership to the gym. You won't gain any muscles unless you actually go to the gym yourself and lift those weights. Steve is, by the way, the person who challenged me to start this podcast. So if you're listening, thank you so much, Steve. The story I shared with you today was maybe one of my first money lessons, and it was so impactful that I still remember it after so many years, as if it happened yesterday. Now, there is a part two to this story, and I will share that with you in my next episode. Right now, though, all you need to do is this. You need to decide. Decide to become an investor. Decide that you will make it simple and successful. And as Tony Robbins, one of the most well-known speakers in the world, is saying, it is in moments of decision that destiny is shaped. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this episode, you know what to do. Like, share, comment, give it a 5-star review, and join me next time. Until then, make it a successful day. You are here, you are on the right path, and this is your starting point.